Topper said, "My name is Roger Taylor, and I was graduated from this terrific college in 1963. Tim Hyman was graduated in 1970. As Tim often said, he came to Knox in 1966, and he never left. Tim came to study. He stayed to serve. He served until the end. Tim served our college in a variety of roles: admissions counselor, head resident, assistant dean of students, coach of baseball, football, tennis, basketball, professor of sports studies, major gift officer, and fundraising. It was as the head men's basketball coach that he was best known by most, as evidenced by the fact that his name has been immortalized in this Knox basketball and volleyball court. It would not be possible to name or even to count up the number of Knox students and parents whose lives Tim and Kathy touched. But the number of Tim's former student athletes who are here with us this morning to pay respect gives us some idea. Tim Hyman will be remembered as a coach who professed and practiced the Knox ideal, that both words in the term student-athlete, both words counted. He will be remembered as a husband, a father, a grandfather. Less well-known on most of the campus was that Tim Hyman lived another part of the Knox ideal, a lifelong love of learning. Tim read. He read broadly. He read widely. He read constantly. Little wonder that both words counted for him, student and athlete. Little wonder that so many Knox students taught out Tim Hyman for academic advice. Tim Hyman thought less about himself and more about others. Let me give you two examples. During the 2007-2008 season, our fierce rival to the East, Monmouth College, introduced a new basketball coach, a new head men's basketball coach. The new Monmouth coach and his team struggled. The new Monmouth coach received increasing heat from the diehard Monmouth fans. On February 13, 2008, the Fighting Scots won the men's basketball game against the Prairie Fire 58-52. Immediately after the game, the Register Mail asked Tim what happened. Tim said, "I was outcoached." As the president of Monmouth College pointed out to me, and as I will always believe, Tim wasn't outcoached at all. But he thought that if he said to the press that he had been outcoached in the Knox-Monmouth basketball game, that would quell some of the critics of the young Monmouth coach. And according to the Monmouth president, it did. Second example. On February 16th, Tim and Kathy came to Old Main so that Tim could say in person that because he'd only been given 2 more years to live, and because the medical treatments that he needed to receive might sap his energy, he might not be able to perform at 100% in his fundraising responsibilities for the college. Tim had such a sense of responsibility for our college that he came to Old Main to say in person that his illness might affect his work. 10 days later, Tim and Kathy came back to Old Main. Tim said that the timeline had moved dramatically and in the wrong direction. But the main reason Tim came back to Old Main was not to give us that news. During that meeting, Tim was not preoccupied with his impending death. He had come to grips with that. Tim came back to Old Main to say in person that he wasn't going to get his fundraising work done. And Tim had such a sense of responsibility for our college that he came to say in person how disappointed he was that he wasn't going to finish it. Thank God Bev Holmes thought fast enough to tell Tim that he had already laid the groundwork. He had gotten his work for Knox College done. And so you had, Tim, for which we will always be grateful and which we will never forget.